an exchange you're going to Dunfermline and not having to get booed all the time, is it?
Yeah, I thought that it wasn't really me when I'm in the crowd, it was just me trying to play my normal games. And if I can help the team win games in the crowd, they're happy with me, and that's fine.
It seemed to be, it seemed to feel appreciative. How did you feel like?
I thought it was really good to know.
Behind you?
I thought they got behind me right from the start. I think they know what I'm all about. Just a team player that wins the ball, tries to feed off, try to score a few goals, you know.
It's quite an improvement from Sunday.
I spoke to the gaffer the other day, the meeting the other day, and I think a lot of the boys felt very tired mentally, not just physically, because it was a demanded schedule, but it doesn't take away from the performance. We didn't let ourselves down when we didn't fight and scrap and battle the way that we usually do, especially in the games against Celtic West, the class side. I thought they battled in the second half, and they were lucky to get the two goals, you know. And the game against the I can't really say the Turkish name, they're very good at the names, Ben Bakra or something like that. I thought they were great battle team as well, and unfortunately they hit me. But tonight I thought it was a much improved performance, and I thought that if we can take their performances like that in the league, it's going to take a good side to beat us.
Slightly changed side though, because Gary Mason was playing inside beside you.
I thought Gary played exceptionally well, he was getting the things that Ian Ferguson does. Winning these tackles and battling away, and I thought it was a great game, but on the whole, one individual was tremendous. And I thought the full team was tremendous, but even the boys that came on with subs were excellent as well. It was a really good team performance.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, first half, it would be literally a slap goal. And the boys that were concerned and knew they made a mistake, they should have been cleared. But they've seen that, they've won one each for them, and they came out the second half and totally dominated. I thought, I mean, the boys see one to the good shots, but it was going wide anyway, so it was right behind it. But, I mean, we've created umpteen chances, and I thought we looked very sharp. We looked very sharp. You know,
I showed that we were so much further ahead in our training.
That's right. I thought, as well as that, a lot of tiredness could have come into the game tonight, and you know, with the schedule last week, I thought it was really fresh, you know, for the game.
Could be tiredness
now.
You've gone through that barrier.
Exactly. That's what it is. I think somebody was the end of a very hard week. Demanded schedule, and I thought that. The boys coped well with it last week. As I say, we don't want to do it on the Den Bosch game. We've had a good result tonight, and if we can keep that on the pitch on Saturday, we can do well.
So, I mean, it obviously brings confidence for the start of the SPL campaign.
Of course it does. If we can get the boys back fit that are out just now, we've mostly got like Jack DeGreer, who's an excellent player. He was the person in Ian Ferguson. And we've got a very healthy squad, and the boys are not in the picture at the minute. The boys are Lee Bill, who's on the transfer list. I think he's proven tonight that he played exceptionally well, you know. And he always does that, even with training. The fifth player took his role very well.
So it sounds like you're confident looking forward to the start of
the season. Oh, very confident. Yeah, but it'd be easy for us to drop our heads after Sunday. But I think it shows the character of the team right away, that we bounce back and beat a team that's one of the favourites going to the Premiership.
Do you think it's certainly a game you'd expect to win?
Oh, you can see it won. I think it won round the boys up a wee bit, the fact that we're swarming about, and the one thing that really the serious support is we need them. What team's going to be trying to break us now? I mean, I thought we broke the end of very well. If we can do that against teams in the league a week on Saturday, then fair play to us.
Super. Thanks a lot.